Kevin. Only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right. 1-800-727-5955 or 503-250-1080. Subject line, Rick, you lack culture.
All right. I'm not even going to read the rest of it. I think that tells us everything you need to know about
the video. Oh, no, come
right
on. You've got to read that.
No,
it's got potential.
It's just busting on my chops because I don't, because I'm not with the Frank love. It's not like I hate him or anything. I just, there's just no way that would ever be in my top five. Anyway.
That's why they're personal top five.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not making a big federal case out of it or nothing. All right, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. Let's quickly get in the coup. It's Hubert. You're on Hot Talk today, KOTK. What's up?
Rick, I got to tell you, why are you busting the chops of, you know, my boy there when he likes Rick? Not Rick, but when he likes Frank.
I'm busting no one's chops. I'm just saying it was a bit of a buzzkill.
Come on.
We started out strong. We had AC/DC there. We had a little Johnny Cash, Run DMC, and then just right into Snoozeville. It's like you could smell the Dentsu grip. Just, hologram.
Yeah, but he's put out some of the best music, and he is, you know, he is the man.
Well, I'm not disputing the man, but acknowledging that Frank Sinatra is the man and wanting to sit around and listen to, you know, it's like listening to an Effordent commercial. You know what I mean? It's just nothing for me there.
Hey, you put up some romantic tunes. You put on one of his tunes, you're going to get laid
by it. Well, no. Now, that's true. Now, see, I don't dispute that. But it's like, you know what it is? Here's what it's like to me. Frank Sinatra to me is like these guys, and I don't know if you ever know the guys and or women that will sit around and like listen. Like there's music that is good. I think we can all acknowledge this. There's music that's good for like for dancing if you're at a club or something. I'm not really a dancer, but you know there's a sort of dance music and sort of techno and stuff. But you ever like take a car trip with somebody who wants to listen to that? Like they want to have it on as the primary music they are listening to for like a 7-hour car trip. And I'm sorry, but Bjork's just not that interesting. You know what I mean? And that's what Frank is. Frank is good background music for certain situations and circumstances. Is it not something I can sit around and listen to? That's all I'm saying. That's the only point I'm making. Well, it's one of many points, but it's the one I'm focusing on at this juncture. What the hell am I doing here? All right. In a few moments, we got Tim Riley in the KOTK newsroom. Coming up later on, Richard Nunn from the WB. All right, let's... Now, when we last left the Rick Emerson show, I was being upbraided by Jolene for noting, which is true, by the way, in the vast majority of circumstances, that spatial relations are something that just tend to flummox most women, which is why women cannot parallel park to save their freaking lives. You can always tell when a woman, and look, it's not like I'm the best driver on planet Earth. I'm the guy who opts
not to drive. You don't
even drive,
man.
Right. I'm the guy who opts not to drive because I know me, I know my own bad tendencies that I would have shot somebody by now if I drove. But at least I'm aware of that. But women live in this sort of netherworld of denial where they can't see the fact. It's like when one tire is 6 inches from the curb and the other one is 3 feet from the curb, you know, that's not a good parking job. I'm looking in your direction, Christina.
You come out after the show and I'm going to show you how to park.
Oh, you know damn well what I'm talking about. I've seen your ass try to parallel park.
I am a good parallel parker.
Oh, please.
Oh, come on.
I think we should have a contest.
Hello? Please,
you're angling in there like you're a scud into Tel Aviv. Just right in there, like 90 degrees.
Well, do you know why I've never seen you parallel park? It's because I always drive.
Oh, see, you're
always. You know what you are
doing?
Have any room to talk,
you
Rick.
Are defocusing from the issue. That's what you're doing right now. You're
I
trying to defocus.
You don't even drive a car. I drive your ass around.
See, note that you are not disputing your lack of parallel parking skill, but you've got to try to shove the issue onto something else because you know that I am right.
I admit that last time Rick and I went out the other night to have pizza and I did a terrible job at parallel parking, but that was a freak accident. I'm usually very, very good.
That's what I'm talking about.
You're not 100%, Rick.
What?
You're not 100%.
I'm not 100%, but you know, I'm just saying, Lara has the same problem. Women, typically, there are exceptions. I'm just saying women can't parallel park. But back to the original issue, the issue at hand was that women don't know how to channel
surf. So here was the other thing I was going to say. You're clicking. You're on a show. We're getting into it. It's like 5 minutes. And something really good's going to happen, and all of a sudden you just start clicking.
It's because men are parallel processors. We can take in vast amounts of information all at once. We don't have to sit there and be all like, one at a time about it.
You don't want to even be enjoying it.
It's
you're
like picture-in-picture. In your life, have you ever seen a woman use the picture-in-picture function? No. Why? Because they're all about watching, quote, one thing at a time.
Oh.
Men, you know, men can take in stimuli from so many different sources all at once. Men can have the television on, picture in picture, stereo, be reading a book and ogling the woman out front who's, you know, raking the leaves all
at once.
You don't
get the full effect of everything. That's what the
full effect of everything. That's
your problem.
Just because we can multitask.
Oh,
and
not
you can't.
Even.
Please,
uh-uh.
Please.
Uh-uh. Sorry.
You just got to admit that
you
there's
think
certain.
You can, but you didn't get any of the three things that you were listening to and watching or looking at.
No, you just see the problem with women is one of the many problems. You just can't fathom. Look, I'm not trying to be down on women as such. I'm just saying, you can't fathom that men are just better than you at some things.
Yeah, some things I can, but most things
channel
not.
Channel surfing.
Not. All right. Okay, but anyways, I have a question for you I need to ask
what?
You.
What?
All right. So this is my first guy question to you.
Okay, all right, okay. Bring it on.
So the other night I was at work, okay, and I have to sit on the floor, and so the ref said...
Wait, I can't afford
chairs.
You've
got a chair.
What do you mean you were at work
sometimes
and didn't sit on the floor?
Sometimes I have a chair, and sometimes I don't.
Sometimes they take away the phone books.
Sometimes I just get a little towel.
What, do you work in a Serengeti?
I'm not telling you.
Okay.
Anyways, so the ref set the ball down in front of me, a little bit to the left.
I think I've cracked the code about where you work, by the way. But okay.
During the timeouts, I stretched my legs, you know, so I had him out, and my legs were crossed. He's walking back, acting like he doesn't even know I'm there, although he stepped all over me the whole game. And so he steps on my feet, and he turns back, and he's like, oh, oops, sorry. And then, just as, you know, the game's ready to begin again, he bends down, but not like, you know, crouching.
Right.
He bends over slowly, picks up the ball, and his ass is right in my face.
Yeah. So?
You know, and he's all acting, you know, like he's... I don't know. So what's he trying to tell me there?
I have no idea what in the hell we are talking about. I'm completely lost. That the guy bent over and his ass was in your face.
Yeah.
He's trying to tell you that you were insignificant in his eyes. He didn't even notice you.
Yeah, I can tell you.
No, he was looking, though.
No.
I kept getting the glances.
No, because no guy tries to hit on you by putting his ass in your face. It doesn't really work that way. Ass in your face indicates probably that he doesn't care whether you find him attractive or not. That would be my guess.
I don't think so.
Well,
I'm concurring with you.
Your ass asked the question.
His legs were, like, pretty big, almost, you know, reminiscent of Darnell Valentine's.
We're stopping this now.
You said I could ask you a question sometime.
I told you the answer, and you discarded it.
Well, you do that to me all the time.
Okay, here's my impression of Jolie taking my answer. Right onto it. You asked me a question.
Fine.
I told you if a guy bends over and shoves his ass in your face while picking up a ball off the floor, it indicates that he's probably not trying to pick up on you because he doesn't care if he's crude or not. I told you the answer. You rejected it. Not my fault anymore. That's Jolie from the front desk. Here's Tim Riley in the KOTK newsroom.
From the KOTK newsroom, here's your Northwest update.
God in heaven.
It's 2:10. I'm Tim Riley. A charity Christmas tree lot in Kalama has been hit by a Grinch who stole most of the trees. The Lions Club says 36 of their 40 trees are missing. Someone stole them who delights in seeing tears in children's eyes. They hope the thief, who may very well be listening right now, loses lots of sleep.
You're a three-decker sauerkraut and toadstool sandwich with arsenic sauce.
If you'd like to visit the empty Christmas tree lot, it's easy to find. Just take exit 36 off the I-5, then head south. If this is on the K2 site, it gives you directions on how to visit the empty Christmas tree lot.
How dull does your life have to be?
They probably think they're doing something nice.
Is Anna Song there crying?
She might be.
No, that was just mean. That was cold. That was mean.
Oh, come on.
Well,
Anna Song's not there crying. There's no dead kids to exploit.
Oh!
You are horrible people. Oh. Horrible people.
I didn't
people.
Say that. I did not say that. That was Matthew Peterson
and
who said that.
And he is laughing right at this moment, and I'm horrified at that.
I am doing what in political circles they call distancing right now. That was Matthew Peterson.
I'm way down
comment.
The other end of the hall.
I'm
on
not
Netflix.
Even in the same room as the guy who just said that.
I am, but I'm not pleased about it, so.
Okay.
Well, yes, there are more heartbreaking holiday stories like the one you just heard than airtime to tell them, but they're always Christmas miracles like this one. A Seattle woman missing for more than 10 days has been found unharmed and in good spirits, tied up inside a car found idling along the I-5 of the Emerald City. Christine Crippard has bumps, bruises, rope burns, and is dehydrated, but there are others out there who are worse off, aren't there? Feeling overwhelmed by your Christmas card list? Wow, listen to this. You know how many the president has sent out? 1 million Christmas cards. That doubles the 400 sent out by Bill Clinton in his last year in office.
Your tax dollars at work.
Well, let's see. Who paid for this? The envelopes, which also bore 37 American flag stamps, not a bulk mailing mark, mean the postage bill alone is $370,000.
Jesus Christ.
So now, did I hear you correct that Bill Clinton sent out 400?
Yeah.
And 400,000.
400,000.
That's a little different.
And those
different.
Are just the ones with hush money inside.
Yeah. So, let's see. But the Bushes last year sent out 875,000 cards, so they have more friends this year. Oh, by the way, Hallmark, which gets to print the cards, gave $110,000 in soft money to the Republican National Committee, so they got the contract for that. And what does this feature on it here? It features an oil painting of a 1938 Steinway grand piano at the White House. It was paid for and mailed by the Republican National Committee.
Not unlike the Steinway grand piano owned by Christina's family.
Very true.
All right.
Well, it's going to be cloudy and rainy this afternoon, rain increasing tonight, then increasing, decreasing, and increasing again. You have less than an hour to cast your bid on the live Hot Talk 1080 KOTK online auction. Hundreds of items and services that'll leave you breathless. The biggest offering ever of its kind in any one place. Hurry, time is running out. Log on now to avoid disappointment at KOTK.com. The Hot Talk 1080 KOTK online auction will end at the conclusion of today's Rick Emerson Show. This is clearly your last chance.
Oh, by the way, and I'm going to get to this in just a second, I hold in my hands a submission form for an item, and I am not making this up, as Dave Barry says. Matt and Christina have seen this. You know this is legitimate. You know that this... Now, it was rejected. It's not on the auction site, but you know that what I'm holding in my hands is a legitimate auction item, right? You guys have seen this. You know,
it is.
You know what
it,
I'm
it
talking
really
about.
Is.
It is very true.
Right.
It's actual.
All right, so I'm going to read this in just a second. One of the... like, if you needed more reasons to dislike the salespeople, I've got another reason here that I'm going to read to you in just a second. I had some observation I was going to make about this. About the car thing and the channel surfing thing, but I'm just going to skip it at this point. Suffice it to say, it is the last word on the subject. I'm just going to say that there really is, there is a definitive list, which I'm not, I don't really have assembled like in front of me, so I don't know that I could give it to you in toto, but there is a list of things, of skills, of things that are done better by men than women. Now, I'm the first to admit that there's a big list of things women do better than men. I don't know anything about picking out socks, all right? I don't know nothing about birthing no babies. I don't know nothing about matching no swatches of paint to the carpet. Nothing. But if it's like a tool that plugs into the wall and makes a noise, like, I'm all about that. I totally know how to do that. And I'm not even all that handy, but I know how to use it by dint of, well, the penis. The penis just imbues you with certain skills and powers. I can eat 3 or 4 times my body weight in any sort of pizza or Italian food. I can watch 7, 8, 9, 10 television shows all at once, all at the same time. So, just telling you. All right. Let's see. So before we read the auction thing, get a couple of these emails. Rick, happy Friday. Oh, this is from last week. Yesterday's the first time I've seen pictures of you without the big hair. This is the pictures of me and Alicia and Therese. On the side. I must say you definitely made the correct decision by getting it cut. Neither of those two girls are as hot as Christina. She looks 4 O's here. Good. In that picture with you and Matt. Later, dude.
It's Jeff.
Yeah, you can see pictures of Alicia from Barbarella and Therese at rickemerson.com. We don't have a picture of me with Dina yet. We took it. I don't know where it is.
There are pictures of Dina on the website, just not from
when
she's
gone away
here.
Somewhere.
She's in
see.
A nun outfit.
Rick, I was talking to you listening to you the other day, and you were talking about Tupac, a.k.a. Machiavelli. That's we were talking about Tupac Shakur being in the top 5. Anyways, the name of the album you couldn't think of is Are You Still Down, but you got the other ones correct. Just thought I would let you know. The fact that you're almost 30... listen to this. The fact that you're almost 30 and you still know a lot... Still. The fact that you're almost 30 and you still know a lot about the rap and hip-hop culture is pretty cool. I guess I won't feel like a dork when I'm your age. And still listening to Eazy-E, Trick Daddy, and Tech N9ne. Later, your show is informative and actually educational. Adam in Portland. Well, thanks, Adam.
How old is Adam, or does it say?
I don't know, but he's not getting any older if he comes by here. The fact that, thanks, the other guys and I down at the home, we appreciate your support as I creep up upon the mighty advanced age of 30.
Rick.
All right.
I'm just saying. I'm just making the... What does he mean?
Here he is trying to compliment you as you get into your advanced age, and you're still down with the kids.
And thanks for the compliment. The fact that you're almost 30 and still know about rap. Let me tell you, it was my generation that created hip-hop. There wasn't any hip-hop before my people existed. We created both the hip and the hop, and the hippie, the hip-hop, to the top, and you don't stop.
Stop. Stop right now.
I'm just saying. The fact that we... And then he says, I guess I won't feel like a dork when I'm your age and still listening to Eazy-E. Eazy-E is from my generation.
Ungrateful little bastard.
All right. Create all this music for you. What do they do? What do I get? I get paid back with scorn and bile. Your little hooligans. Get off my lawn! All right, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland. Sure, you're a good guy. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. And by the way, while we're just talking about all things that and this, what is this allegation that the Tim Riley Factor song is butt rock? I'm not saying it's like the greatest song ever recorded. There's nothing butt rock about it.
It's obviously punk.
It's obviously like meant to be a Ramones song. It is obviously... by all rational and objective analysis, it is obviously meant to sound like the Ramones. I mean, that's patently obvious, just from even the most cursory listening. Now, I'm not saying it's a good song. I'm not saying it's a great song. Not going to make anybody forget Blitzkrieg Bop or nothing. But there's nothing butt rock about it. It's absolutely in no way does it even closely resemble a butt rock song. Just eat me. All right. So we've got this. This is the... I've suddenly become cranky. Where the hell did that come from? All right, Eddie, thank you.
How you feeling over there?
I'm feeling better, thank you, eh? I needed to be cooled out a little bit. All right. Hey, do we have Richard Nunn from the WB coming up?
She really do.
All right, so I tell you, so in just a moment here, we'll get to this auction item. That I'm not making up, by the way. It's right here. And I won't name which salesperson it is, but I'm going to read you this submission for an item on the KFTK online auction. And this is, I got to tell you, I don't care where you live. You could live inside a Woolworths, and you've never seen or heard anything this tacky. All right? So, anyway, we'll get to this in just a second. Also, Richard Nunn coming up from the WB. Don't go anywhere. It's Hot Talk to Eddie KFTK.
KOTK.
Benny Goodman. That was music. Jesus. And it's only going to get worse. That's the word. This is just... There's a little letter from Adam, a little ravenous weasel. This is just a harbinger. This is just the beginning, you know. It's only going to get worse.
Next
thing you know, somebody has to chew up my food, spit it into my mouth. Ugh. All right. Here's... who's doing this traffic?
I am. That would be Christina.
Well, how is she ever going to... learn if you're doing all the traffic and doing them poorly, I might add.
What the hell? Fine, Sarah can do the traffic.
I'm just saying.
Do you want to do the traffic, Rick Emerson?
No, because it's not my job to teach Sarah how to do it effectively.
I'm just saying that was very rude,
Look, there's no
I
need
think.
To be cranky. I'm just stating what any
Matt,
person,
will you play the music, please?
The empirical data...
We need the Don't Worry, Be Happy theme.
I'm not being cranky.
You're being very cranky.
I'm just saying that...
You told me that I'm doing my job poorly.
I'm just saying that by way of...
You're making my self-esteem just drop, trend downward.
Like I've got anything to lose at this point. Like I care if you're happy at this point. You're going to be depressed in about 6 days anyway. I'm just speeding you along. I'm acclimating you.
You know, you're an
to
awful
the feeling
person.
Of ennui.
Awful it's person, going... I tell you.
All right, here's Christina Carlson. Okay, I expect you to do this flawlessly.
All right, I'll do it flawlessly
All right.
then for you.
Lay it on me.
Actually, things look pretty.
From the KOTK newsroom, here's your Northwest update.
227, Tim Riley with news brought to you by Everybody's Garden Center. Well, if you think Jack Nicholson chases women as much as he used to, you don't know Jack. He tells Newsweek he doesn't have the sex drive at 65 he did when he was younger. In fact, he says he now finds it liberating to sleep alone, sometimes with a family cat. He says there are a lot of crazy nitwit things that he doesn't have the energy for anyway, like working on a movie, say, 14 hours a day and becoming a wild man at night. Eminem's ex-wife apparently has forgiven him for fantasizing about killing her on one of his albums. His grandmother, Betty, tells the New York Post that Eminem and his ex-wife, Kim, are back together. She says Eminem is a loving father to their daughter, Haley, and he's very family-oriented.
Yeah, but I heard that they're only living together because he's got, like, this big-ass house, right?
Yeah.
And somebody told me that he's living in one end of the house. They're doing what my grandparents did, where Eminem's living in one end of the house and Kim Mathers is living in the other end of the house, and it's just they're just there for the kid, that there's no, that they're not back together. They don't have a relationship going on. That's what I was heard.
It's sad, isn't it?
Yeah, somebody told me that.
Cloudy and rainy for the next few days. Tim Riley reminding you, you have 31 minutes and 50 seconds left to cast your bid in the live Hot Talk 1080 KOTK online auction. Hundreds of the most wanted items and services. The biggest offering of its kind ever. Time is running out, though. Log on now to avoid disappointment at KOTK.com. The Hot Talk 1080 KOTK online auction will end at the conclusion of today's Rick Emerson Show in 31 minutes and 27 seconds. This is clearly your last chance and the last warning.
Hot Talk.
I'm not interested in politics, but the problems of the world are not in my department.
And I'm as dumb as the lump of the flesh on the back of my mama's neck.
1080.
Fascinating.
I can hardly contain myself.
KOTK.
Yeah, baby, yeah!
Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, 1-800-727-5955 or 503-250-1080. Like is coming up about 35 minutes, followed by the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Yeah, there's only 31 minutes or so until the KFTK online auction closes. You want to get up for that. All right, now I've got this, and this was given to me by, well, I didn't say it was given to me, but it was given to me by Trey, who's the resident sales guy here, Fisher Radio Portland. Now, I can't reveal whose name is on the top of this, who submitted this. But Matt and Christina can attest that this is a legitimate, genuine document. I'm looking. This is not. I'm not making this up. This is actually on.
Give him some swarthy name that goes with the like. Call
I can't.
Him,
I
call
can't.
Him.
No, they don't want us to reveal. I was. I talked to Trey.
Vincenzo or something.
No, Trey was very specific that he does not want the sales department shamed any more than they've already been shamed by their mere existence and the way that they do things. So this is on KOTK online auction letterhead.
But it's not actually on the auction site. We should say that.
No, because the salesperson, and I can say this, it's a man. The salesman submitted this for the auction site, and then they told him to go F himself, clearly. Because, and I will say that this is not Steve Pelequin. I've been asked to make that statement. Trey actually requested that I specifically note that this is not Steve Pelequin.
And that's not just like a lie, that's true, it's really
no,
not
no,
Steve.
No, because he knew that everybody would automatically assume it's Steve Pelequin, because hello, Weasel. So, anyway, here we go. So this is the item, the auction item, that was submitted by one of our salespeople.
You have to submit, like, the specs of the, you know, like a photo and a spec sheet right. of everything so they can post it.
Okay. Here's a description of the item as filled out by the salesperson. This fun-loving man enjoys hiking, biking, skiing, and a good laugh. Good sense of humor, owns own home, good cook, and immaculately dressed. Stands approximately 5'10" with dark hair, blue eyes, and hard body. Works in ad sales, prefers brunettes, will not date a man. I'll see, you know it's not Steve.
Are we allowed to say who we think it is?
No, you can't. No, we cannot reveal who it is. I got this. Here's the thing. As I walked into Trey's office, he goes, dude, you've got to, I got the greatest thing. Like, Trey is, you know what Trey is? Trey is one of those cow catchers, and he's always looking for stuff for the show. Trey's like that Trey at the bottom of the bug zapper. You take out and you dump out and see what you caught in there. Trey's like that because he's always scamming for stuff for the program. So he buzzes me the other day. Dude, you got to come to my office. I have the greatest thing you've ever seen in your life. And I go down to Trey's office, and he shows this to me, and he says, before I give this to you, I will give this to you on the condition that you not reveal who it is. So I can't say who it is. It's not Steve Pelequin, though. Anyway, works in ad sales, yeah, prefers brunettes. Retail value. Okay, imagine, Sarah, guess how much this salesperson wanted to auction himself off to some lucky lady for.
If it is who I think it is, I'd say he thinks a little highly of himself. Probably about $200.
This is for 3 hours of dating time, according to this.
$150.
$300.
Seriously?
And then he puts parenthetically, for 3 hours of dating time. But it gets better. He puts his email, then he says, includes dating time only. You provide food, beverages, or entertainment expenses. I can't, I swear to God.
So I get to buy his company.
Yeah.
And then then pay for him.
Just for the privilege of having that salesperson personality right next to you for like 3 hours. Just for the sheer unadulterated joy of being with an account executive for 180 minutes of your life that you can never get back. For being 3 hours closer to death and having only the time spent in the presence of a salesperson to show for it. That's got to be fun. Who did they think we're going to... I mean, why don't you just go down to the home for, you know, for slow kids with this? Because that's... Who are they think is going to say yes to this? So I... So what
it might have been a joke.
No. No, and here's how I know it's not a joke. Because Trey and I summoned this salesperson into his office, and we're like... Trey looks at him and he's like, dude, I'm looking at your auction where you're trying to put yourself up for bid. Is this a joke? And the guy, and here's what he does. He does this maneuver, which I think you've seen a lot of times. He goes, Trey says, is this a joke? And the salesperson goes, yeah, it's a joke. I was kidding. That's what I was doing. What? Because Trey told him to go wazz up a rope. They told him to go pound sand.
Oh, that is so sad.
Oh, it is completely sad. And he had a photo of himself all ready to put on there, too, where he's got those chiseled, you know, the sales guy good looks.
Should say who it is, and if he's so willing to put his picture
where he's trying not to look like a salesperson, where they've, like, squeegeed him off long enough that he doesn't look all slippery and whatnot. All right. Anyway, I'm thinking about blanking out his name and putting it on my website. I shouldn't
do it.
That'd be wrong. Excellent. All right. Okay. So let's. Is this Richard Nunn? All right. Let's welcome to the Rick Emerson Show. So, by the way, this item is not available at the KFTK online auction. You go there, you can't. And you are poorer for it, by the way. You can't bid on this. Richard Nunn, meteorologist extraordinaire from the WB. What's up with you, man?
I'm looking at good news.
Which is?
There's a snow advisory in effect.
Hey, somebody emailed me on Friday and they wanted me to ask if it was going to be snowing here.
It's going. There's a big change in the weather pattern starting today, as a matter of fact.
Excellent. So when should we be expecting snow?
We should start expecting snow, we'll call it after midnight tonight, so I guess actually technically we're heading into early tomorrow, but the snow levels are down to below past levels, which is 4,000 feet. Could see 3 to 5 inches above that level.
Wait,
and
no, so...
6 to 9 inches even higher.
Well, so let's put this in terms I understand. Is there going to be snow here in Portland Metro?
No.
Okay. Well, then what the hell are you telling me for then?
Because I got the Jones to get up to the mountain and strap on the skids and go flying somewhere.
Strap on the skids.
He's talking about going snow skiing.
Oh, okay. All right. I can't ever tell. So when is this going to be? So folks want to go skiing. Is it going to be when? Over the next couple days?
Yeah, starting midnight tonight, we'll get the snow, and then hopefully it'll be enough that some of the other mountains can get more lifts open and get more people up on the run.
Is there any chance that it's going to snow enough in the passes to block the passes so Christina will not be able to get through Friday night?
You know, by the grace of God and all powers that I could muster, I would say yes. But,
excellent.
You know, the chance of that really happening, thanks to the fact that we have one of the best DOT crews in America, no.
Well, that's regrettable. All right. So you're going to be at the toy drive coming up on Friday.
Yeah, this Friday.
So you'll be able to bid Christina Bon Voyage as she heads off into the great Bend Beyond.
I have volunteered the entire day of Friday to be there for the toy drive.
Excellent. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, it was a huge success last year.
Let me ask you this. A couple things. A, have you heard the Tim Riley Fetcher Christmas song?
You know, Nate and I caught the tail end of it on, was it Friday when you debuted it?
Yeah, Friday about 2:40. Did it sound like butt rock to you?
No.
No.
No, I thought it had a kicked up almost, I wouldn't use butt rock, but I would just say, you know, a harder edge kicked up version of a cool Christmas song.
If you had to
a holiday tune.
If you had to put the Tim Riley Fetcher Christmas song into one of the following genres.
Okay.
You had to say it was either butt rock, metal, or punk. What category would you put it in?
Damn, that's tough. That would be like putting the Ramones just in as a punk band, which they were so much more. And that music that you put together was not only prolific, but it was inspirational. You know, it really brought about my Christmas feeling.
Yes. Okay. See, so that's a guy who knows how to answer the question. That's what I'm talking about. We're going to put you on the auction instead, see?
Right.
Here's somebody. And of course, you know, it'd just be Sarah probably bidding on you, but I'm going to put you on there. You and your chiseled manly good looks.
Yeah.
Richard probably wouldn't make him pay for dinner either. He'd at least cook him dinner or something.
There you are. I'd cook him. I'd make him quiche the next morning.
That's the best thing about this, is that not only does he want to charge whoever this is $300 to bid on his ass, his hard body ass, but then he puts that food, beverages, and entertainment must be paid by the bidder. So some poor, deluded, probably visually impaired woman who bids on this guy then has to pay for everything they do together. It's just sad. Let's welcome to the Rick Emerson Show also Jim. He's a full-time listener downtown. What's up with you, man?
Hey, Rick, I just had a quick question for Richard Nunn, and if you don't mind, I'll take the answer off the air. I got about a million things going. But
excellent.
Over on Johnson Creek Boulevard, I live kind of out by 82nd, 92nd. There's been this wind for like the past week. It's just annoying as hell. It's gale force, and it comes straight for me every day. So anyway, I was just wondering if there's going to be a quick end to that. Thanks for the time, Rick.
All right, there you go.
A real-life weather question.
Excellent.
Actually, Clark County and Multnomah County both just all last week were hammered by winds. The winds, again, it's just the way that the valley opens up in that area. The winds, again, have an easterly component and a southeasterly component. So, yeah, over in that area, look for... I wouldn't say that they were gale force winds, but they were pretty doggone strong either way. You're looking at 15 to 25 miles an hour through... most of tomorrow and maybe a little bit into Wednesday.
Do you ever feel like you could just make stuff up and people wouldn't know the difference?
Yes.
Are you ever tempted just to go on the air and
yes.
pick numbers out of a bag? There's going to be some rain somewhere and it's going to be 62 tomorrow.
But, yeah, but then I'd have the same three people that call whenever something is just, you know, a fraction of being wrong and you know, chastising me for being a smartass instead of a weatherman.
Do you get those weather, are there like weather geeks, like weather nerds? That sit there and they've got like a barometric pressure thing like on their table and they're like correcting you every time you're wrong about something?
The people that actually have the tools are the ones that are cool and will call me from all of the little outreaches of the Portland metro area and yeah. say, hey, it was 104 at my house, or hey, I got 3 inches of snow. So those people know they're the ones that actually help me do my job, but the ones that call and bitch are the ones that take away from my valuable forecasting time.
Imagine how imagine the emptiness of a life where people are sitting around calculating what the temperature and the rainfall are going to be so they can correct somebody in the WB about their weather. Just what a sad existence that must be.
It makes them feel good.
That's sad. All right, before we go, anything good coming up? Well, I mean for you all, is anything good coming up on the WB other than the fine program we've come to know and expect day in, day out?
Well, you know, this is the best time of season, I think, period, for companies that are fortunate enough to do what we do. So we've adopted two families from the Volunteers of America. This year, as you know, Rick, it's been hard hit economics for a lot of people. So there's a lot more needy families. And, you know, there's also, adversely, there's not enough Santas to go around. So if somebody would like to be a Santa for a needy family, I'll pimp out their email and you can go to Adopt a Family and check it out for yourself. It's voaor.org. And just click on Adopt a Family. So we've adopted two. I'm going to go to Eastport Plaza here in a little bit and do some shopping for the families and, of course, get geared up for the big toy drive.
You're just trying to get chicks now. You're just trying to look like a sensitive guy. Because I always get, I've done this Adopt a Family thing before in the past, and it's always like some crackhead mom and like her three bastard kids.
Oh, no.
And one of the kids is already pumping out her own babies, you know, and you can always tell if you look real carefully at the age breakout, it's always like mom, 45, one daughter, 20. And then there's like other child two, and you always know what that's about. You know that there's some high school math teacher somewhere impregnated the daughter while she was in there, you know, in the guidance counselor's office for like meth rehab or something. And it's like so tempting just to give them boxes and boxes of rubbers for Christmas. Like, here you go. You
know, oddly enough, it's one of the items here: coats, hats, gloves, food, kids, toys, condoms. Yeah,
exactly.
That's how it plays out.
What are you getting for Christmas? Tubal ligation. You know,
and gynelotrimin.
Hysterectomies all around.
No, I have so many indelible black marks against my name that I have to do all that I can during the holiday season to make up for it.
I'm with you on that.
My year's worth of sinning I try to clear up in just one fine month.
You have to get Jacob Marley off your ass for just a few moments.
Yeah.
All right, Richard Nunn from the WB. We'll talk to you on Thursday, man.
All right, buddy.
All right. It's 1-800-727-5955. I'm just saying, that's it, my experience. We'll be back. It's the Rick Emerson Show on Hot Talk and Eddie KFTK.
Pass that bottle around. Got the rock from Detroit, stole from Motown, the underground.
Talk 1080 KOTK.
I mean, all they want for Christmas is like a correct paternity test result. That's all they're asking. What do you want for Christmas? I don't know who my father is. That's all. You can always tell, man. It's like, and I was Catholic, and so you go to church and they have, what's this? It's a giving tree. And
what's wrong with that?
Because it's always a bunch of, because it's just a bunch, not always.
But they're still people, you know what I mean?
You know, the best gift you could give some of those kids is to, like, sterilize their parents and put them in a different family at random. Do you know what I mean? Do you ever see those kids on the bus where it's like, and I take the bus, as you know, and...
Thank you.
You see these delightful tykes on the public transit system here in Oregon. And it's like the mom's got... It's always some, like, fat, like, chunky blonde girl with a Raiders hoodie jacket goes down to her ankles. You know, and some grubby little kid, bunch of, like, you know, dirty knees, all sticky and whatnot. And you just know you could take that child away and put it, like, literally randomly in any house, and it's going to have, like, a 50% chance of doing better than it's going to do with her. You know it's true, and you know you have those same feelings.
I really don't.
And so I would go to St. Joseph's Church, and we would walk past this tree in the lobby, like, of the sacristy, and there would be these little cardboard trees on it, and they have the description. And it's like, you know, Chrissy, age 26, has 5 children that she needs, you know, she needs minute rice, you know, or just...
Dude, this is the traffic.
Is it?
It really is.
It really is.
Here's Christina with the traffic.
Actually... Got an opinion? Pick up the phone and call. Lines are open at 503-250-1080 or at toll-free 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, let me just know, by the way, I was just in the men's bathroom. I just saw that weasel from the fourth floor coming down again to defile one of our toilets. You know what I'm talking about. We've talked about this before. There's some guy, some weaselly rat-like guy from the fourth floor won't use his own toilet to, you know, do whatever nasty business he needs to do. Has to come on down, use our bathroom. And you can tell that he knows it's wrong, too, because he scuttles away like some sort of a prawn whenever you see him. You know, just scuttles away sideways like a loathsome crab-like creature whenever you catch him in the act. And he sidles down the stairway, comes in that side door, and then you'll go into the bathroom, and if you spot him, he will totally, like, change course deep and turn back and leave again. But I just caught him in there just now. I'm on to him. I'm on to you, my little friend. The jig is up. All right. Let's see. I got to do a thing here in a second. Here's what I'm talking about. I just got this email. Subject line: our company's adopted Christmas family. Let's see. Dave sends this to us. Rick, below are the particulars of the family my company has adopted. Mom, 36, female, wants gift certificate to Marshall's, Target, etc. Age 20. Also female, same as above, which of course means also a mom. And then of course, son, 15, gift card to same stores. Son, 11, same size as above. And then also, 2-year-old, clothes, size 3, toddler and toys. So the mom, so note here that there's mom, 36, a girl, 20, boy, 15, boy, 11, boy, 2. Which means that either mom is single and continues to pump out kids, or the girl who is 20 is now pumping up her own to try to keep up with mom. It's some sort of a genetic proliferation horse race. Ugh. The bar is so low to be successful as a human being in this society. It's just... Sir, like, just by dint of not having shot someone or developed a crack habit, all of us on the show, as hideous as we are just ahead of the race with like 80% of humanity. Okay. It's 503-250-1080. We got more on the way. We're going to wrap it up. And if you like us in about 15, followed by the world famous Phil Hendry show at 7. Don't go anywhere. It's Hot Talk 1080 KOTK. You know. Hello, hello, hey, how you doing? It's me, the Mac. PhD pursuing ya. Who in the world gave you the right to look so well on from Portland, it's Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Rick Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, it's 1-800-727-5955. Don't forget to join us tomorrow when our guest will be Joan Embry from the San Diego Zoo. A little pop culture reference there. We'll have another edition of News at Ground Zero with Clyde Lewis. And tomorrow's Top 5 will be featuring Christina Carlson's Top 5 Musical Acts of All Time. We just realized we've only got 12 hours left until Christina leaves us. So I got to start getting my digs in more frequently.
12 hours.
Let's go to the Couve. It's Jay. What's up with you, man?
Oh, what happened to you this weekend?
What do you mean?
The ignorant intolerance is just shining today.
Intolerance of what?
Oh, just what was the comments about the girl with the long Raiders jacket? And
I'm just saying.
I just want to know what distinguishes you above all other people.
I don't have kids that I can't afford to take care of.
Hitting on the lower socioeconomic class a little too much, and I see that you're probably riding in the same boat.
No, but that's why I don't have kids. That you ask me what I've done. I have not filled the world with kids that other people then have to take care of.
All right. That's
what I've done. There you go. You want to know what I've done? You wear a rubber. There you go. That's 80. Do you realize that like 89% of the world's social ills, rubbers, solve them all? It's not, the miracle drug isn't Bayer. It's not amoxicillin. Rubbers. Rubbers are the miracle drug that works miracles, kids. All right. Anyway. What the hell are we doing? Okay, we're going to next CNN Radio. Shut up. It's just an observation. Not being a dick. It's just, it's a truism. You know it. I know it. All right. CNN Radio's Jim Roop, we want to thank him, The Sopranos, Al Gore, The Bunny Ranch, Elijah Wood, Britney Spears, Frank Sinatra, the anonymous sales weasel, $100 an hour, Richard Nunn from the WB, Jolie from the front desk, and of course, the lovely Sarah Dillon, who in what...